Yes, I got another planet. Uranus is mine.
I cannot believe you guys. I have been gone for 4 hours and you are still playing with your joysticks.
We've been here that long? Matt, we're really getting our gores lit.
Can we go home now?
Oh, but honey, we just won a bonus game. I promise it won't take more than, what, 3-4 hours, guys?
Well, I've had enough of this virtual stupidity. I'll see you at home.
Okay, honey.
Yo, Halkey, I got the next game, and I am gonna kick your butt.
No way.
Cassie!
You won an ole!
You get here? How long you staying? Where'd you come from?
Yesterday, and definitely Sheboygan.
Sheboygan? Oh, this is so
What are you doing here?
My family went back to town, and they said if I want to keep sponging off them, I gotta go to East Wisconsin U.
Can't believe you're really here, eh?
Hi! I'm Dana, Rich's girlfriend.
Oh, sup, girlfriend?
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Cassie and I were like best friends in junior high. We flunked social studies together.
That's special.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be just like old times. Cass and the Houndstone. Homies again.
Homies again. Oh, this is great. I think this is great. Isn't this great,
Nick? Oh, yeah. It's great. Isn't it magnificent? So passionate, so moving. Have you ever heard anything like this? Rich? Rich?
Bravo, encore!
Rich, if you are not interested in Pagliacci, you can leave. I did not crazy glue you to the sofa.
No. I enjoy watching these things with you. I mean, what better form of entertainment than to watch a bunch of fat people scream at each other in a foreign tongue? You know, I just had a really long day. I'm just exhausted, man. I just need a little nap. How did you get that, hon?
Excuse me. Cassie, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Donna?
It's Dana.
Gee, you look like a Donna. Hey, Halkey.
Hey, Cassie, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm broke, and I needed to find a sucker I could hustle out of some cash, so... Want to play pool, sucker?
Oh, yes! I'm watching this really great opera, this Pagliacci.
Rich, it's Pagliacci. And look, if you want to go play with Cassie, then go.
Oh, no, hon, I want to watch
your whole thing. Honey, I know you're not interested in the opera.
I really want to see how it comes out.
No, I want you to go play pool with Cassie.
Okay, bye, honey.
Later, Donna. It's Dana. Oh, sorry, you still look like Donna.
Oh, hi, honey.
Oh, just the man I want to see. Have I got good news for you?
What, all the kids are gone? You want to play the lonely housewife and the lucky cable guy?
Maybe later. Okay. No, the good news is your favorite cousin called. I invited him over. He'll be here real soon.
Oh, that's great. My cousin Art is coming.
No, your cousin Bert.
Bert? Bert the bum? The bum is coming?
Well, I don't understand. He said you two were inseparable.
Well, yeah, that's because when I was 5, he put me on a leash and he'd charge kids 10 cents to pet Bobo the big-headed monkey boy. Honey, Bert is a liar and a bum, and he never gave me a dime of that Bobo the monkey money.
Well, Frankie's family, how bad can he be?
He lost Uncle Wally's glass eye in a marble game. And I loaned him $100 in 1972, and he never paid me back.
Well, that was a long time ago. People can change.
Well, we're not sticking around to find out. You get the kids, we're going to jump in the car and go to dinner in Canada. Well, don't answer that. Don't.
Grow up, Frank.
The old Frankfurter. I bet you haven't heard that name in a while. Hey! Boop, 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 bitch.
No, and I still hate it.
Oh, still the same old cranky Frankie. Come on, big guy, give your cuz a hug. No,
Hi.
Oh, hey, you must be Carol. Man, you sounded gorgeous on the phone, but whoa, mama.
I liked him already, Frank.
Yeah, well, wait till you've known him 30 seconds.
Loosen up, Frank. Look how glad Bert is to see you.
Glad? I am thrilled. There is no way in the world I would pass through town after all these years without stopping by to see my favorite cuz.
Oh, just passing through. Well, gee, don't let me stop you, okay? Yeah. Let's do this again in another 25 minutes.
Hey, quit your horsing around, you pig lug. Your beautiful wife has already invited me to stay for dinner.
Of all the places you've been in the entire world, which one was your favorite?
Oh, no contest. Tahiti. Soft white beaches, crystal clear water, and a sunset so beautiful it would make a grown man cry. Sorry, I might need a minute.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, but hey, not half as beautiful as the women at this table. I swear, I feel like I'm having dinner at the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah, well, that's great. Why don't you save some of that? I need the fertilizer for the yard.
Oh!
Frank, can I see you in the living room for a minute, please?
Sure. I could use a little fresh air. Hey, Bert. Listen, don't do anything funny there. I counted all the silverware.
Frank.
All right. I know what you're gonna say. You think I'm being rude. Well, I don't care. I don't like the guy.
Well, maybe not, but could you at least try to be civil? My God, Frank, Marv Albert would get a better reception at a feminist rally.
Oh, you don't understand. Bert is bad news. I don't trust the guy. I want him out of this house. No,
Frank,
listen, no matter what
Frank,
you say,
Frank,
I'm going to tell him.
Frank, I don't think you have to bother. He already knows.
Don't be angry at Frank, Carol. He has every reason to feel the way he does. You see, the old Bert was a pretty bad guy. He was a liar and a thief. But what Frank doesn't know is I'm a changed man. I found the error of my ways.
You found religion?
No, incarceration.
Oh, well, see there, what'd they get you for, huh? Petty larceny, check fraud, white slavery?
Well, actually, I was trying to sell something that wasn't mine.
What?
Arizona. So, I guess I'll be leaving now.
Okay, bye.
But hey, before I go, I got something I want to give you. I have done my time. And now I am paying my debts. Here's $100 I owe you, plus $200 interest.
Gee, Bert, I don't know what to say.
Now, you don't have to say anything, Frank. I'm just hoping that somehow you can find it in your heart to forgive me someday. Yeah. Nice meeting you, Carol. Thanks for a wonderful dinner.
It was my pleasure.
Hey, Bert.
Yeah.
Listen, you haven't had dessert yet, and Carol, she makes a pretty mean strawberry shortcake.
You mean it?
Yeah, I mean it.
Oh, thanks, you old Frankfurter.
Could you stop with the Frankfurter stuff?
You got it, Cranky Frankie. Hey, what? Boop, boop, boop.
Dana, is that you? Wearing an apron and making food? Oh, my God. She's been possessed by June Cleaver.
Very funny.
I knew Rich spending all that time with Cassie was starting to get to you.
Fine. You're right. But he's not going to be with Cassie today. Because I am going to take him down to the lake, ply him with a chicken sandwich and sugar-coated fruit tooties, and rock his world.
You go, girl.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, Rich. Boy, are you in for a good day.
Oh, tell me about it. Cassie got us tickets to the Monster Truck Show this afternoon.
What?
Oh, honey, you know, I know how you love to study every Saturday, so I figured I'll just get out of your hair and let you bury yourself in your books, huh? Am I a thoughtful guy or what?
Yeah, you're a real prince.
Hey, what's this? Looks like someone's off to Jellystone Park with a picnic basket.
Yeah,
Dana was
planning... You're right. I was planning to study all day, but I was packing a lunch for the girls because they're going down to the lake. Without me, of course, because I'm just going to be here studying by myself. Alone with my books.
It's my little brainiac.
No, miss you. Hey, you guys look up for Mr. Ranger now, okay?
Come on, Yogi.
All right, boo-boo. All right, Yogi.
Why didn't you tell Rich the picnic was for the two of you?
What for? I mean, it's obvious he'd rather spend time with Cassie than with me.
I think your lost Barky the fire hydrant's outside.
Look, I don't know how to say this, but I'm not fun.
I've been telling you that for years.
JT, this is serious. Rich is out with Cassie right now because she's fun and I'm not. So please, you've got to teach me how to be fun.
Let me get this straight. You, brilliant, perfect Dana, need help from dumb old me?
Yes. And I want you to know that this is the lowest point of my life.
Yes, which of course makes it the highest point of mine.
So you're gonna teach me how to be fun?
I'll try. But remember, I'm just one man.
So what's first? What was that?
That Dana was fun.
Listen, I am not going to belch.
Cassie would. In fact, I hear she can belch to Countdown races all the way to doo-dah, doo-dah.
That is disgusting.
Fine. Then Cassie gets rich, and you end up the way we all thought you would. An angry gym teacher, short haircut, too many cats.
All right, fine. I'll try it. So what am I supposed to do?
It's no big deal. Just suck in some air and burp it out.
Come on, honey, hurry up. The game's about to start. I don't want to miss the kickoff here. Can you get this in the kitchen, huh?
Sure.
Okay, don't hurt yourself. There you go. Good girl. Carol, where's the remote control?
On top of the TV.
Oh. Carol, where's the TV?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We've been robbed.
No, we've been had. I knew this would happen. Bert strikes again.
But that doesn't make sense. I mean, why would Bert want our junky old TV after giving you $300?
You know why? Because this $300 is not real. It's counterfeit. It's funny money. It's sucker bucks. And
no!
Now it's confetti.
Hey, Cuz, Carol, you know, you guys really should lock your doors. Someone could just walk right in and steal something.
Well, you ought to know. Boy, do you have a lot of nerve coming back here after what you did.
Yeah, Bert, how could you steal our TV? I invite you over. I open my home. I even gave you meatloaf.
You got it all wrong. Didn't JT give you the message?
Yeah, right. What are you talking about?
That kid is getting more like me every day.
Hurry up. One more stop we got to make. What do you want this?
Set it right down there in front of the couch.
Oh, my God. Bert, you bought us a new TV?
Feeling kind of stupid, huh, Frank?
Oh, Bert, I just can't believe this.
Believe it. This baby is loaded. Cable ready, surround sound, picture in picture. Heck, this baby will do everything except go to the can for you during commercials.
Oh, Bert, yeah, I'm really sorry I ever doubted you.
Yeah, Bert, yeah, I shouldn't have jumped to conclusions. I apologize.
Ah, it's all right, Frank. You had it right. I did some pretty lousy things to you over the years. Let's just say this is my way of proving to you that I really am a different man.
Oh, Carol, you know what this means?
Yes, that people can change and turn their lives around.
know that I just ripped up $300?
Okay, now I'm gonna put the 9 in the corner, kiss the 5, and put it in the other corner. The hard way.
Let me guess, sir. You've played this game before, yes?
Yo, Halkey, what it is?
I'm sorry, have we met?
What's up, girlfriend? How you living?
Dana, what happened to your clothes? Looks like you just came out of a mosh pit.
Check it out. It's the new me. I'm dressed to hang with my homelies.
That would be homies.
Whatever. So, mind if I play?
Yeah, I thought you hated pool.
That was the old Dana. Looks like fun. Rack him up. It's cool. Chill, babies. Okay. Sports fans, watch and be amazed. Oops. Okay. White ball in that side hole.
Into you.
Chill, boyfriend. That was just my warm-up.
Really? What are you gonna do for your next shot? Take out the snack bar?
What's the matter, Cass? Afraid of a little competition?
Crazy.
Well, you don't seem to mind it when Cassie acts crazy.
Is that what this is all about? You're jealous of Cassie?
You're damn right I'm jealous. You spend every free minute with her. I guess I thought if I could just be fun like Cassie, then maybe you'd be interested in spending some time with me.
I mean, I love you. And love has nothing to do with fun. Let me rephrase that. When I hang out with Cassie, it's like hanging out with a best buddy. You know, like when I hang out with JT, except without the body odor.
Really?
Yeah, really, honey. You are the only one for me. Like, I'm sorry if me hanging out with Cassie is making you sad. She's my friend. I like her. But I love you. Please don't ever change.
I think I just proved that I can't.
Well, then I am one lucky guy. Come here. Give you a homeless some loving. Honey, I thought I explained this to you before. I don't care if you don't know how to play pool.
I've been practicing, and I want to show you.
No, oh, I've seen you play. Believe me, you're the only person who can turn a game of pool into a brush room death.
What's the matter? Afraid I'm gonna beat you?
Oh, please. I am a master at pool.
Tell you what. Let's make it interesting. If I win, we don't have sex until we're married. If you win, tonight's the night.
Rack him up!
Bravo, bravissimo, ah, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, fortunatissimo, 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 per verità. Ah, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, ah, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, a te fortuna, a te fortuna, a te fortuna, non mancherà. Sono il fagotto della città, sono il fagotto della città, della città, della città, della
win.
No, we both win. Bravo.
I wish.
Bravo.
Another dream. Bravo. Not again. It can't be another dream.